Detour.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy Friday. Though Washington was stuck in snow all week, key senators reached a bipartisan deal on a jobs bill yesterday. But in a surprise move, Majority Leader Harry Reid decided only a slimmed-down version, a smaller version, should move forward.
The message is so watered down with people wanting other things in this big package that we're going to have to come back and finish that the week we get back.
Reporter Brett Neely is with us live in our Washington Bureau with the latest. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Steve.
Now, this was totally out of the blue. What was Reid's strategy here?
Well, no one's really been happy with this bill. The original $85 billion bill announced by Senators Baucus and Grassley, a Democrat and Republican, focused heavily on tax breaks. But many Democrats said there were too many of those and too few measures that actually created jobs. Reid was also sensitive to accusations that the bill was full of pork for lobbyists, and so he's going with the smaller bill. Republicans are outraged and say this is one of the few bills where there's been real bipartisan cooperation recently. But with unemployment around 10% and midterm elections in November, Reid is daring Republicans to vote against any bill that could create jobs.
Brett, what happens next? I mean, how do we move forward from here?
Hard to say. The bill Harry Reid wants to move ahead with is a lot smaller. It's about $15 billion. It extends a highway spending bill for a year. Reid says that will save, not necessarily create, a million jobs. And there are some tax breaks for small business and Build America bonds for local governments. But no one's really happy with this bill now. Republicans feel betrayed, and liberal Democrats say it's too small to make a difference. Congress is on recess until February 22nd, and after that, we'll see who holds their nose and votes for this.
All right, Brett Neely, reporting live this morning from our bureau in Washington. Brett, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are mixed right now. The German DAX is up despite the fact that we got news today from Germany that its GDP was flat last quarter. Stocks closed mostly higher in Asia. Wall Street yesterday, European help for Greece and its debt problem helped stocks get back into the green. The Dow added 105 points to close at 10,144. A report on America's top health insurers is out, and it makes for good reading if you're an investor, not so much if you're a customer or a patient. Healthcare for America Now, that's a pro-reform group, says profits shot up last year at the nation's top five private insurance companies. But at the same time, more than 2.5 million people lost coverage. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Combined profits at UnitedHealth, Humana, Aetna, WellPoint, and Cigna rose 56% in 2009, and the share of premiums actually spent on healthcare declined at several companies. Judy Fader is with the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They are actually increasing their premiums and increasing their profits while dropping people from their roles.
2008 was a terrible year. So the comparisons, while numerically correct, leave out a bit of context.
Healthcare analyst Les Funtleiter at Miller Tabak says millions of people lost coverage last year because they lost their jobs, not because insurers purged their roles. Still, he says, higher profits and premiums in a recession doesn't make the industry look good. A spokesman for the industry's trade association said financial performance did improve in 2009, but said insurers still operate at lower profit margins than medical providers and drug companies. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The NBA All-Star Game is Sunday in Dallas. That means we're going to be treated to some high-flying hoops with a big slam dunk contest. But as Nancy Fargali reports, the event is trying to find its place in a new landscape.
Last year, Lakers guard Shannon Brown watched the dunk contest on TV. This year, he's in it, thanks to a reputation for defying gravity.
Oh, wow. My goodness. The young fella decided to get on the trampoline.
The Lakers put together a highlight reel of Shannon Brown to get him into the dunk contest. And now Nike is even developing a shoe for him to wear during the competition. Brown doesn't mind the attention.
They have big expectations or high hopes for me to go out there and do some crazy stuff.
And so does the NBA. The dunk contest used to be the event of the season besides the finals. It was a platform to show off the NBA superstars doing superhuman things. And, of course, sell jerseys and shoes.
I definitely remember the dunk contest. Michael Jordan and, you know, Dominique Wilkins, Vince Carter and, you know, Tracy McGrady and guys like that. They had some, you know, pretty impressive dunks.
Like this one from a young Michael Jordan. He ran down the court and jumped from the free throw line and soared in the air.
Here comes Michael Jordan. Five.
Jordan won the slam dunk contest twice in the 80s. Lang Whitaker is the executive editor of Slam magazine. He says star players today, like LeBron James, have bigger endorsements at an earlier age.
For Jordan and Dominique, the dunk contest was a really good way to get exposure. But for the younger guys today, they're already on TV 2, 3, 4 times a week. There's games on cable. There's games on the internet.
Ann Whitaker says the NBA's growing popularity means that big names don't need contests for exposure. The NBA has its own cable network. And last year, the league's national television ratings were up. So why keep a contest that's shunned by the league's biggest stars? Whitaker says the NBA wants to protect its brand.
There's guys who have never played in the NBA who are known for dunking, and that's basically just via the internet.
Whitaker says the NBA wants its players to be known as the world's premier dunkers. I'm Nancy Fergali for Marketplace.
And finally, forecasters predicted up to a foot of snow in Boston. Officials declared a snow emergency this week. That meant no parking on main streets to let the plows through. But the snow never really came. And now the mayor says all those people, thousands of people who got tickets or their cars towed, won't have to pay for any of those tickets. The economy, he says, has left too many people feeling chilled. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.